And it is time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, last Friday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate report. What were the markets thinking after that came out?
Yes, Scott, it wasn't, it wasn't anything too major. I would actually call it a little bit bearish, a little negative after that report, just because, the markets needed, they were in need of a little bit of good news. They've been getting kicked around a little bit here the last couple weeks, and, the report didn't really give it to them. A little bit on beans, and technically you trimmed your U.S. ending stocks on beans down 10 million bushels there from 910 to 900. World beans also got trimmed down a little bit with USDA adjusting Brazil down. But then on top of that, on corn, we actually saw a 100 million bushel increase in U.S. ending stocks, and that was due to slower ethanol grind. Cut another 25 million bushels off ethanol, and maybe a little bit of a surprise, but 75 million bushels of slower exports there on corn as well. So exports had been slowing down. It was probably time to do something there. 75 maybe surprised the trade a little bit, so leaned a little bit negative. Markets reacted accordingly, and they kept that way into the start of this week, really pushed down corn, pushed down to new contract lows in the May, and they're hoping now that we can find some good news and bottom out, flip around a little bit here today. So,
Jalen, what are some of the trends that farmers are going to want to be keeping an eye on this week?
Yeah, I think if we can break some of these technical barriers that we've been up against on the charts, like I said, corn went down and made 361 as your contract low on May 19 corn there. But they're both oversold. Both corn and beans are oversold on the charts, so we need some news. I don't think they're going to just do it on their own, but if we can get a little bit of news. Yesterday we saw some rumors again, just rumors again, nothing confirmed, that China was interested in a substantial amount of corn, a decent chunk of corn there, which they hardly ever are, so it would be a nice change of pace. But I think that kind of started supporting the markets, and if you can go up and break some of these technical resistance levels and put some of these funds, the funds have been pushing these markets shorter and shorter, for quite a while now, a good month at least, especially on corn. And if they get to a point where, they were at a profit before and now they start making margin calls or going underwater, they buy those positions back to avoid too much of a loss, and you kind of get a domino effect, and that's where you get, the start of your little rallies. And so I think that's going to be the main driver, is if we can get enough bullish news or lack of bearish news anyway, to flip this thing around and get some of these funds to cover their shorts, that's where you can start a little bit of momentum. And, speaking of the funds, corn, on our last report last Friday, estimated about 193,000 contract short, which is a substantial amount. I would say anything over 150,000 starts to become significant. If you get over 200,000, you're starting to near close to record short levels. The shortest the funds have been in the last 5 years, 242,000 contracts in November of 2017. So you're nearing up on 50,000 contracts away from, record short position, which is, quite unheard of for this time of year pre-plant. Usually that's after a big crop is realized and we go down to our fall, harvest lows and stuff like that. But we did it one other time. The shortest we've ever been in a pre-plant period was March of 2016, so about exactly 3 years ago. We were 236,000 contracts short, nearing a record there. And by mid-June, so 3 months later, we were long 268,000 contracts. So they flipped over 500,000 contracts in 3 months. And you can imagine, that's quite a significant price move, and that's where you see your opportunities. So on the bean side, they're short as well, about 47,000 contracts. The shortest we've been in the last 5 years is 125,000. in June of 17. And on the wheat side, KC wheat, for example, is a record short, almost 50,000. They've never been as short as they are now. So, you know, that means that the funds have a little bearish tone right now. But if you can sneak any, you know, weather news or planting delays, you know, colder weather, stuff like that as we go forward, South American news, which we don't have right now. But anything to gain a little momentum on the charts and get those funds underwater, and you can start to see some positive momentum.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing support and resistance this week?
Yeah, we bumped up over our first level here so far this morning. So I would call, if you're looking at old crop May corn, I would call 374 kind of your next spot there. That's where a moving average is. And then 381 after that. So about 3 cents and then 10 cents. December corn, call it 399. And then the 406 number that we've had a hard time pushing through for quite some time. If you're looking at old crop May beans, 910, 921, and then 934 futures would be a few different levels there. And new crop November beans, I think 950 is your first big hurdle. Not only, you know, just a nice round number there, but that's also where a couple key moving averages sit. So I would say that's a strong resistance from the start, 950. And then if we do get there, 971 has been a level that, you know, that's our high that we've set all the way back from last summer. So that would be the level I'd be taking a close look at if we did get any upward momentum.
And finally, Jalen, what are some of the things that you're going to be keeping an eye on next week?
Yeah, I would say, you know, those support and resistance, it'll really be interesting to see where the commitment of traders comes out tomorrow. If it shows that the funds added a few more shorts at the end of last week, early this week, which I would suspect they probably did, you know, I think that could be a little bit friendly just to show that, you know, how much shorter do they really want to push this before planting. But other than that, you know, we have our crush report coming out tomorrow as well. See where bean crush, that's been great the last few months. See if we can keep that up. And then otherwise, you know, I think it'll just be a kind of a quiet little lull until our March 29th, our planting intentions report and grain stocks, which is always a historically huge report there. So I think just, you know, positioning ourselves and maybe alleviating some risk before those reports.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pietig. This has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.